In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, the church is described as the body of Christ. And oftentimes we'll use this text to make the point that the church should be the hands and feet of Jesus. But I'll be honest with you, this week I was grappling with this idea and wondering if we truly understood what that meant. I mean, do we really understand what it looks like to be the hands and feet of Jesus? So today what I wanted to do is I wanted to share from my perspective what I think it means to live out this idea of being the hands and feet of Jesus. Now, on a practical baseline sense and understanding, to me, this means loving and serving others, but also living out the gospel in our actions and how we're treating one another. Now, when I think about this idea of being the hands and feet of Jesus, I actually think about two questions. The first one being, what am I doing? And the second one being, where am I going? When I think about being the hands of Jesus, I think about that first question, what am I doing? And it reminds me of James chapter 2, verse 16, where James says, if you say to someone who has a physical need, go in peace, be warm and well fed, but do nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? And that just reminds me and challenges me to not just pray about people's physical needs, not just speak life over people's needs, but also be intentional about doing something that's going to change those physical needs or meet those physical needs today. Now, I get it. Oftentimes, the challenge in helping people is that we have our own problems and we have our own needs that we need to meet. And oftentimes, we think about how much we can't do for others because we're worried about ourselves. But I would encourage you and I would challenge you to think less about what you can't do and think about more of what you can do today to help to meet someone's physical needs. There's a quote that comes to mind when I think about helping someone, and it's this idea that we'll do nothing because we can't do everything. And so to avoid that happening and someone missing out on us being able to be a blessing to them, I would challenge us to really think about how we can get out of our comfort zone, how we can stop thinking about ourselves and start doing something that is going to make incremental change in someone's life today. When I think about being the feet of Jesus, I think about that second question, where am I going? And when I think about that question, I think about how oftentimes as a church, we expect people to come and find us and come into the four walls of the church to meet their physical needs. But the reality is that oftentimes in scripture, we see Jesus going to help someone. We see Jesus going to the tomb of Lazarus. We see Jesus meeting the woman at the well and subsequently changing her life and the life of those around her. But the fact remains that Jesus went and he was going to help people. And we have to do the same thing. We have to be willing to get out of our comfort zone and to meet people right where they're at to help them change their condition and stop expecting people to come and find us where we're at. We have to exemplify the same things that Christ did in his ministry. And that was going to help someone. So I challenge you this week, think about how you might answer those questions. What am I doing? Where am I going? And if they don't exemplify the things that Jesus did, it's time to make some tough decisions and rethink our answers to those questions to ensure that we are truly helping someone and their physical needs, no matter where they're at, no matter what their condition. And we do that by actually doing something today.